We're live. Good evening. Welcome to Monday's Uncuffed episode. Society culture news on the Federal Stop Podcast channel, the number one channel where first responders go to be informed and entertained 5 days a week. We're just basically a podcast radio station because real journalism is dead. And we have proof yet again of that with this whole Trump bloodbath hoax that the media created over the weekend. I can't wait to dive into it. Plus, we have KGate updates. If you are one of the Royal Watchers, if you don't know what a Royal Watcher is, you're about to find out. Then we got Judge ruling on whether they're going to cancel spring break in Miami or not. If you weren't keeping up with this on our last Uncuffed episode from February, we talked about Miami is breaking up with spring break, which was their cheeky commercial taglines over the February leading up months to now. And well, we're going to find out tonight if there's going to be a spring break in Miami. And we'll talk to Jay Margaret and the two comedians that I have here with me, if they've ever been to spring break and their most wild spring break moments. And then we have a black dick jersey swap that we cannot miss tonight. We got all this and more on tonight's Uncuffed Monday.
The growing calls across the nation to defund the police.
To end policing as we know it.
Off the charts violence in New York City. 11 people shot in just 8 hours on Sunday.
This is about the police officers, who every single day put on that uniform and they run towards danger when we run away from it.
Oh, I got former police officer, retired police officer, bachelor's degree recipient over there, Jay Darrell White. We got Margaret, comedian Margaret, in the house tonight, bringing you a nice live production. So if you're tuning in for the first time, know that this is a live show, and we do have live chatters and live comments. I don't know if I can talk about the medical emergency that our producer is going through right now because he didn't give me permission. So I'll just leave that out. Josh's out on a medical emergency, thoughts and prayers. Might be a serious one. So just kind of give him some prayers, throw it up. I don't know. He's not too worried about it. So we'll see what happens. But we do have a live chat. A lot of paid members in the chat today. Ooh, Gray Wolf. I'm a Gray Wolf, says John Tyler, as Mike Tontes. That's a new name. Do you know that? Do you know who that is? Mike Tontes? I don't know.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mark. Armory Knight, David J, Will Cray. Thank you guys so much. Everybody being up in the chat.
Will Cray, he is always up here. He's a strong supporter.
He is. He is. He's almost on every show. We got to give him much love. But I think he probably listens at work.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, that's what the show is meant for anyway.
Yeah.
You know, was first responders and support. Anybody at work to be able to tune in.
I see his name a lot. And then,
He's in every show.
And all that other stuff.
He's in every show. Instagram, at this point, you know what? Cool. He's single. He came to our meetup. He came up. He's from Minnesota. He's one of those hockey players from Minnesota, but he flew in, or might be Montana that he's from. I can't remember. Anyway.
Hockey player?
You know hockey player? Hockey.
Am I into hockey? Oh, black men don't play no hockey.
But you heard of hockey, right?
Of course.
I love hockey.
What's that? Hacky sack? I mean, hacky sack, not no hockey.
No, we used to say hockey when we was little, but it wasn't a game.
What was it? What'd you do?
What? Hockey.
What is it?
Never heard of hockey.
No.
Like tonsil hockey?
No, like hockey, like poop hockey. Never heard of hockey. What?
Poop hockey.
Hockey, yeah.
What kind of shit talking about?
What the fuck?
Right.
Poop hockey.
So
tell us what it is.
Hockey is poop.
Oh, you know what? That's crazy because my mom used to say that's bull hockey.
I heard of that. Bull hockey. Yeah, people didn't want to curse, but I didn't know. Hockey is shit.
Yep.
It's another name for shit.
Yep.
Have you ever said shit? The word?
I have. I used to cuss, boy.
Oh, you used to?
I never said GD.
Oh, no. Yeah. I won't say that.
You did.
Yeah, I don't even like saying a lot of people try to. Take out the D and put a T and say like God.
God damn it didn't even come up until like the 60s. And it was a politician that was saying, damn, like this bill, like God damn this bill, like damn it, like get it, like make this bill go to hell. And that's where the word came from. So he was saying, like, God damn it, like damn it away. So it wasn't a bad thing. And then people were like, people just started saying, like, God damn you.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not, it's really not blasphemy.
The Lord name in vain.
It's not, though.
Bible that says
no,
God will damn you.
But sure,
you put together,
yeah, it was nothing. We just made it. We just made it.
You will in it. You know, God We'll damn you. God yeah, will yeah. damn you.
But see, like, I honestly, like, if you really look at it, and I'm sure this is how God looks at it, but like, if you really look at it in its context, God damn is not blasphemous. Like, you're not calling God any names or anything. It just doesn't sound good. And so I think, like, you know, some using his right wing.
Right, right. That's yeah. what I hear. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, so it's
but
like,
I mean, that's to me, that's like a bad. I mean, you just tell somebody. You know, you'd be like,
damn
hey,
them to hell.
They will damn you, you know, but you say, God, that's the highest.
Well, you're just saying, God damn, damn this thing.
You know, this.
Like,
oh, no.
But yeah, it's weird how that revolved because now it's like into like, God damn it. You know, like,
yeah,
but when I say it, like, I really mean, like, God damn this thing to hell. Like,
but see, that's what I say. You can say fuck, shit, damn, and all that. But if you say GD, especially a black Christian,
oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just like any white Baptist Christian doesn't like it either. So. Well, how about this? Since God, you know, GD is pretty offensive, how do you feel about black dick? Are you into black dick? If I show you a picture of black dick right now, would you be offended?
You're a Trump supporter?
I grew up on black, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to show you some black dick real quick. You ready?
Let's go.
Unsolicited black dick.
Looks ready to me.
That's right. That's Mr. Black and Mr. Dick. If any of you guys don't know what I'm talking about, yeah.
See,
Grady Dick and Anthony Black, NBA players. So you have Grady Dick, who's a white dude. And then you have Anthony Black, who's a black dude. They both play in the NBA. They did a jersey swap and then took a picture, but they took the picture with the jerseys saying Black Dick together. Cause you know, on the back of a jersey is a last name, right? So for the audio listeners that can't see this picture,
you know, he got ribbed in school. They know, yo, hey, what's up, Dick?
What's up, Dick?
You gonna go, how can you pick up some dick, pick up dick, you know, you gonna go,
bro,
get dick?
You think they, well, they
can you imagine if he was in the military? Private Dick.
Oh, there's had to be
Private Dick.
Sergeant,
come here,
Dick.
Sergeant Dick.
Oh man. Captain Dick.
And that's his last name, you know, because Dick, they use that as
Richard
for, you know, first nickname, you know, what name, but that's Dick his last
Richard?
Name.
Richard?
Yeah.
Is short for
what? Richard Nixon. They call him Tricky Dicky.
Do your glasses say comedian murdering on the side of them? No shit.
Eric and Ray!
Wow. How you get that?
I buy my glasses from Zenny and you can get it put on there.
Damn.
Yeah, look, you got to look close. But you know what? You reminded me of something. I was married for a long time.
Yeah.
And about 8 years into the marriage, he was laying in the bed. And God rest his soul. But he was laying in the bed.
He's
and
dead?
All of a sudden, yeah.
Somebody, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ago, somebody killed your husband? Yeah.
So what?
Somebody killed your husband?
Well, he wasn't my husband at the time. He was with somebody else. But he, yes.
It's long story. My God. That's terrible.
He'd be alive. Anyway, but back a long story short, yeah. Make a long story short, he's my last two kids' father. We lay in the bed 8 years into the marriage, and all of a sudden he goes, I didn't know you. Where you get that hole from? I got holes in the top of my ear. I was born with them.
Okay.
But you date me 2 years and then marry me for eight, and you don't, what, 10 years later?
Oh, shit. I see the hole in your ear.
But you, and I'm like, you done been all over me, and all of a sudden, you 8 years later, you just see this hole.
Yeah,
he must not been an earlobe sucker.
Yeah, yeah, he wasn't looking at your ears.
Yeah, in your ear.
Yeah, but I used to be, my mom with a straight face. My mama, when she get mad at me, she took a needle and she stuck it in one ear and she stuck it out the other, and it'd be almost like, what?
Oh my.
And then I can take an earring and stick it in my hole.
Oh my God.
It goes deep. It's a pocket. And so they believed it, but it's a
yo. Oh my gosh, she's putting an earring in the top of her ear where there's a pocket.
So you were born that way.
Yeah, I was born this way.
Jeez.
Well, I can sit by people, I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. This is why. So we got the hose. But I don't know what that is. I mean, where it comes from.
So when you count the hose on your body, you count those? Yeah. You can't.
That would have been a good one. But how many holes I got?
Well, it's funny. That was the question I asked my uncle. I said, how many holes do you have in your body? He said, they don't count.
I'd have to count too.
I know. That's evil.
I've never counted the holes in my body ever. We got a big show pack for you guys tonight. Today's brought to you by ghostbed.com/wolfpack. We've got factormeals.com/wolfpack 50. And then we got the wellness company with all the traveling med kits, with all the wellness pre-prescribed prescriptions for the end of days. Oh, you know what we have to talk about? This solar eclipse thing coming. Have you guys been keeping up with
calendar.
That?
I saw it on my calendar. Like, what's that black spot on my? I thought I had.
It's on your calendar?
Yeah, it's a black moon.
Well, they have activated the National Guard for this thing, which I don't know if that's normal or not. My wife thinks that they've gotten the National Guard going because they think that there's going to be a lot of people coming and trying to pull over on the highways and things like that to see it. But it's moving across like the center of the country. It's supposed to be like pitch black in some areas. A lot of the conspiracy theorists, which tonight's show is going to be conspiracy theory heavy because we've got the Kate Gate going on here, which I think that might be over right now, or at least it might be in its second stage. It's like the Jamie Foxx saga, right? Like Jamie Foxx disappears, then he comes back and like they question whether it's him or not. But it does look like there was a Kate Middleton sighting here in the last couple of days. So we'll jump into it. But this this whole solar thing, man, I guess was on April 8th, I think it is. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's on April 8th. We don't have a producer to check it to us, but yeah, it's coming up. But they're saying that, and then they put out that there could be like a rolling blackout with this thing. Like there might be like a grid disturbance. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, what is this? What does a solar eclipse have to do? I promise you, I think that they're probing.
Year 2000 will come.
Oh, yeah. You remember Y2K?
2000.
So you know what? My friend's dad was a banker. And they had to work 24 hours that day as bankers. Damn. They were like all hands on deck because they didn't know if there was going to be runs on the bank or right. The bank was going to shut down and all the computers are going to shut down. Yeah, you know, there was a kid today at the gym. This is how old I'm feeling. You know, there's a lot of people that didn't, that are adults now, I guess, that didn't live through Y2K or were too young to really remember it.
Well, my daughter was born June 15th, 2000. So,
of course, she doesn't know Y2K. Yeah. But and how old is she? She's in her 20s.
She's 23, so she'll be 24 this year.
So, dude, there's a lot of kids. I was talking to a kid in my gym today that I was rolling with, and I was making a reference to DMX. And he's a black dude.
He didn't know who DMX was.
Well, he played
Nas X, he probably would have known his ass.
So I shamed him for it because I was saying, he said something, and I made a DMX quote from that movie. You remember the movie with him and Jet Li? Mm-hmm. Cradle to the Grave or whatever was cool. It was? Yeah. And so I made a quote from Cradle to the Grave, and then the guy was like looking at me like I was a dumbass. You know, and this is a black kid with dreads. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I was like, dude, DMX reference from... Cradle the Grave. And he was like, what? And I was like, you don't know DMX? He's like, I mean, I've heard the name. I was like, DMX. And he was like, looking at me like I was stupid. I was like, what?
These young kids today, if you talk about rappers, old school rappers, probably the only one name. No,
Tupac.
Nope, not even that. Jay-Z.
Okay.
All of them know Jay-Z.
They don't know Luda?
I mean, not a lot of them, but I'm saying if... I think a high percentage of our youth today, if we're talking about rap music, who's the rapper, they would say Jay-Z.
Well, they also don't know Y2K. And that made me embarrassed, too, because I feel really old. Where were you on Y2K? You don't remember?
2000? I was in...
You don't remember the day? The Y2K hit? You guys weren't like hunkering down? Mm-mm. Really?
I was drinking.
Yo, my parents wouldn't let me go leave the house.
As a matter of fact, I was in Virginia. I was coming back to North Carolina in 2000.
My parents made me come home. I couldn't sleep over at my friend's house because it was Y2K. My dad had his shotgun out. I had it by the door. Like, I don't know what we thought was going to happen on Y2K, but like, yeah. I mean, everybody thought it was going to be crazy.
Have you seen the bird?
I guess this new solar flare is going to be, Tyler says, DMX, rest in peace.
I asked the guy about Petey Pablo. He was like, who was that? He's like 26. I said, Petey Pablo. And he was like, oh, you talking about the one that sings, he spoke to me. And I was like, what is that?
What?
So,
you have to sing the song, actually. It's funny. Because I was like,
Petey Pablo?
Because I told somebody, I said, yeah, I got tickets. I'm going to see Rick James. And like, who's Rick James?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
You know, and cocaine's a hell of a drug. I said, I had to get him to know who he was. I had to bring him to the Dave Chappelle show. Remember watching the day? Yeah,
fuck your couch.
Remember when he did the skit and Charlie Murphy? We're talking about Charlie Murphy.
One of the funniest skits of all time, too.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, gotta be one of the top 20.
It was Charlie Murphy's true story.
Dude, and he tells that story so well. One of the best stories.
Fuck your couch.
Oh man, that was
Darkness.
Brother Darkness. Darkness. Dude, I say that still all the time. Like, anytime somebody says, like, darkness or it's dark, I'll be like, Brother Darkness.
Oh, God.
But speaking of conspiracies and everything like that, Kate Middleton is back. So the first article here is from People Magazine. Kate Middleton misses traditional outing at St. Patrick's Day Parade as she continues surgery recovery. Now, I just learned this quote today. Are you guys by chance royal watchers?
I heard that the king, what's his name? He took,
Charles.
He renounced old girl's her rights. She's not the Duchess or whatever.
What?
No.
Oh, which Duchess? You talking about? You talking about Meghan Markle?
Yeah, he took her title away from her.
Oh, what, did Meghan Markle? Was that Meghan Markle? Well, I don't
think it was.
Hopefully, yeah. I'm not a royal watcher, and I just learned that. What a royal watcher is. Now, my grandmother-in-law is a royal watcher. And a royal watcher is somebody who literally, like, watches
what
they do over there at Buckingham Palace. Or, but they're all in on it because there's a lot. There's ceremonies.
What
there's
we
parades.
Need to be watching is them motherfuckers that's here in the United States in office. That's what we need to watch. We need right? to watch their ass.
Well, yeah, I don't even know that, like, the king and queen. Like, I don't know how much policy that they actually make. I think they're just more of like a title than anything, but it's like a living reality show.
Them some rich jokers too.
Yeah, right? They got some
you know
money.
What I'm saying? I mean, now the presidents, I'm pretty sure before our presidents get into office, I'm pretty sure they already well paid.
Right.
And you know, they're getting paid, I think back in the day, I remember 200,000. I think it doubled now. They get like 400,000,
right?
You know, while they out. And then when they get out, past presidents gets half of what they was making when they were the president. Right?
Oh, really? They still get paid?
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. Trump, and they still pay? Get.
Well, Trump didn't take any pay. No, he didn't take. He didn't take any money from.
But over there,
they got the
queen.
Palace.
They have all that stuff, and Parliament. I'm talking about millions on top of millions. That's close to billions.
I guess technically,
property,
the country owns
and
that.
All that stuff. It passed down when the queen died.
Yeah.
She give that divvy that out to her sons and grandsons. And I was like, damn. I mean, when I saw the amount, they were talking about close to like billions of dollars. So they rich. They got money.
Yeah. So Armie Nice says the queen was the first royal that earned money from tourism and removed a lot of power from the royal family. Yeah, because I think the royal family, like they have money, but that's not their money. It's like the country's money. But
shit.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting to live in the palaces. They get to do all the things. They get all the dresses and the whatnots and everything. But anyway, so if you're not a royal watcher, you're not keeping up with this whole Kate Middleton thing. She's been disappeared since like December. And everybody, like all the sleuths, all the online idiots like myself, we've all been speculating. What happened to Kate Middleton? Where did she go? Is there some kind of conspiracy? Is she dead? Is she alive? Why are they hiding her? So now People Magazine's kind of come out today saying that she had a stomach surgery. Mm-hmm. But that case got even more weird. And I think we covered it last week when they brought up that picture and the picture was fake and everybody proved it was fake and all the news media outlets found it was fake. So it was this like whole big ordeal. By the way, if you're sitting in your cop car right now and you're like, why the fuck should I care about this? This show is to make you well-rounded and let you know what everybody in society is talking about. So that when you have that DUI on the side of the road and you're trying to stall five more minutes before your next breath test, you have something to talk about other than dead babies and domestic violence. So we're just trying to keep you in the know. Or hey, how about this? Maybe you want to talk to your wife about it. You can sit down at the dinner table when she brings it up. You don't have to be like,
I better don't give a shit about them fuckers over there, man.
Now, do black people don't care about royal watches? Are there any black royal watchers?
No. No. Oh.
Do you know any, Margaret?
No. I know you. No.
They don't talk about it if they do.
Yeah. The only people over there that speaks from London or whatever, them women talk about Idris Elba. That's about the only one. You know, yeah, the guys over there. That's
so,
all
yeah,
they
you guys
talk
just don't
about.
Like black community does not they, care at all about the royal.
It
family.
Don't affect us. It don't affect us really. It don't.
Yeah. Why do you think white women are all into
it? I take that back now. They did sort of like with the Markle girl.
Yeah, Meghan Markle. But I mean, that's part of the royal family.
Right, right. So, you know, everybody kind of followed her. I was like, oh, shit, we got a sister, you know, half sister or sister, whatever. But she over there. She mixed, yeah. She black. She got some black in her. Look
bro.
At her.
You didn't know bro.
That. You didn't know that.
That's y'all why, give her credit what, for that.
Let me tell
yeah,
she
is.
I don't
look, man, don't look. Now, if your daddy white and your mama black and you come out, you guess what?
You black.
Really? You give her that?
She black.
She looks like a basic white bitch.
No, man.
She don't look like a basic. No. A basic white bitch.
No. Hell no.
She's not white.
She is black.
Bro.
She black.
She's black. You're gonna say she's black.
She's considered black.
That's not black at all.
They were saying that they were sitting around talking about what color that baby gonna be. Now that's
what
she got a baby, right?
Are you fucking serious? That is as white as you get.
No, man. She black, dog. Look. Mariah Carey,
are you fucking with me?
She just is way lighter than her ass.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Mariah Carey, put them side by side.
M-A-R-I.
Man, that ain't no daggone mascara.
Mariah Carey, you're out of your mind, dude.
I'm telling you. Look at her light skin. Look at that. Dog, my ass. You looking at the hair. The hair's what's fucking your eyes up.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. The other chick.
Yo, that is.
And she black.
Look at Janet.
She's black, too.
She got a white nose, though.
Yes, Michael Jackson.
But look at there. Look at it. No. Holly Berry is mixed. Her mama's
white.
Well,
I know, but she's black. Yeah, but Meghan Markle is.
Barack Obama mama white. Look at him. Yep. And you'll say, nickel. Oh. Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. Yeah, they will.
Dude, that is. Hang on. You said her dad's black? Meghan Markle's dad. Hang on.
I think her dad is.
Look at
black.
This motherfucker. He's white as shit.
Put a mama.
Let's see your mom. That dude doesn't look like he'd be with a black woman, though.
Shoot.
He looks a little redneck.
No, it don't look like a man. She would be. A mama would have been with him, but yeah.
Hey, what was that president?
Oh, shit. Her mom's black, black.
Thank you. Look at that.
Damn. Boy, do I feel dumb.
Boom. They got it right there. Mama and daddy.
I feel dumb.
Her face kind of round like they laid off of the hill.
All right. I'll give it to you guys.
Lord have mercy.
But see, that's the only time that we, as a culture, as a race of people, black folk, whatever you want to say, African Americans, talked about royal family.
Does Meghan Markle get the N-word? Does she get the N-card?
I'm pretty sure she probably would. She said she gets.
Yeah.
I don't know their personality.
I know black people that don't say that word. Don't use it.
I say Negro sometimes.
Yeah,
one of my
kids tried
to say, I say it all.
I said Negro.
Right. Yeah, you said whatever.
Spade, jigaboo. I call you everything. Piss me off. Cool. Dude, I call you everything. You piss me off.
I went half my life not knowing that jigaboo was a racial term.
They told you shine.
I said shine.
They got a song.
I never heard that either. I didn't either.
But I heard my mom and them when they talking, and I heard them like shine, you know, like that. So that's where I got it from and said it. And I had a white officer. We was patrolling downtown, walking in Clayton. I think it was at a Harvest Festival or something. We were walking, and I said, we were talking about something. I said, shine. He looked at me. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, man, did you say what I think you said?
What does shine mean? Shine.
I don't even remember.
Shine sounds like something you call like a white dude.
It was something.
Most times, because they talk about how black people be all greased up or grease monkey. That's another one. Mm-hmm. Grease monkey. So that shine probably.
A grease monkey is a mechanic.
Porch monkey.
Yeah. First thing your mama does is send
y'all
to school.
What if you
rub it on your face?
Yeah. What if we, the three of us, we started a bar
called a grease monkey?
No, we call it the monkey's porch.
You know what?
And we put like fake monkeys, like real monkeys from the thing, but it's called the porch's monkey.
Hanging like what?
The monkey's porch. The monkey's porch. No, like hold on.
Don't have no noose around.
Like, yeah.
They're gonna knock the monkeys down.
How long do you think we would own the bar? But it was called the monkey's porch.
Oh, they wouldn't even come.
You know, there's a bar in Raleigh called the Ugly Monkey.
Ugly Monkey, yeah.
And it's an all black bar for the most part.
You go to the beach.
You never worked the Ugly Monkey?
Mm-mm.
You know where it's at?
I thought that was a gay bar.
No, it's a black bar.
Oh, wow.
But it's called the Ugly Monkey. I felt like real racist being there.
I didn't know that.
I worked it as a white dude.
Just imagine. I forgot what I was going to say.
The porch's monkey's porch?
It'll come to me.
I think it'd be a great bar. We could have some like King Kong stuff inside. It's just like all about like monkeys, though.
That's why they beat the bongos.
Yeah. No, but like, no. But it's like the animal monkeys. Not people.
I know. I don't know a monkey. Oh, now that I went to school with a guy. Oh, my God. He looked like a monkey. And then it was another. He's dead. The Spanish people were saying, King Kong. And he looked like a monkey. His features were like a... He couldn't have it.
Yeah.
I would still talk to him every day. He looked like...
Yeah. I mean, look. I know some white dudes that had like real big ears and stuff. And they look like monkeys, you know?
To take his ear and flip it and stick it out. And it,
oh, shit.
And he's like, and it boop, pop out.
Oh, my God.
And speaking of the D's, he chased me around the library.
Wait, I need to know, though, for... Go ahead, sorry.
I was in sixth grade, and he chased me around the library. He said, I want to see it. And I said, no. I probably said, yeah, first.
See his what? His wiener?
And he chased
me. He wanted to show you his wiener?
He pulled it out. Pulled out and chased me. And that's why you ran.
And I was running. It was...
You about to give you that monkey, monkey.
Yeah, I ran. I didn't want to give him
trouble. You know, monkey.
Oh man, it's too much. But seriously, no, I need to know. Like, I use Grease Monkey a lot. That's not
a word.
Yeah, Grease Monkey. I like, anytime I see a mechanic, I call him Grease Monkey.
A lot of people are so serious about that word. But people are so serious about that word, man, because
a Grease Monkey?
I mean just anything. I mean, over the years, I mean, I take it for like birth certificates. On my birth certificate, it says I was born a black male.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I look at my mom's. My mom's Negro. Has Negro.
Oh, shit.
My granddaddy had color.
Yeah, but isn't Negro just means black, right? Like, right. In Spanish. So that's not
Negro,
really bad.
Yeah. Negro. Yeah, Negro.
That's not really
bad. Yeah, but the thing, I mean, it's black.
If you want Negro, I mean, Negro.
Like, because they probably, like, Negro is probably the proper term. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and then people were like, well, I don't like Negro anymore. I want to be called black. See, to me, I think Negro sounds way better than black.
But to me, I mean,
black
to
sounds black. Harsh, black. You know? Like, this is black.
Complex. You're not right.
That's because,
right.
I mean, you're brown. You look at, okay, we're both black,
right.
But different shades of black.
Even see, if you talk,
be like, well, I'm pecan brown.
If you talk to a child, like my kid, homeschool kids, never been around, you know, crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember when Kadeen worked, you know, she works with us and they just went bowling with her. But, you know, she's Jamaican.
Right.
And my kids were saying stuff. This was a few years ago. I tried to explain. I was like, yeah, she's a black girl. The black girl. Aria. The black girl. My son was like, I don't know any black people. And I was like, you do know black people, son. You know Aaron and Aria. They're like, you're right. Really close friends. And he was like, Aria and Aaron are not black, they're brown. And I was like, you know what I mean? It's like, through a kid's eyes,
oh yeah,
you're not black, right. You're fucking brown. Through my eyes, you're brown. I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do they use the word black? And unless you were like black African, like the fucking
it's funny, right. Thing, because as police officers, Hispanics, whenever we, if you had a dark complexion Hispanic, we put them as black. And if they were light-skinned Hispanic, we label them white.
It's crazy.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I was like, why is this like that? You know, because I would put, I remember what's name used to reject my report and come back and say, you cannot put H. I said, he's Hispanic. He said, nope, they got to be white or black. I said, but they're not.
They're not either,
like,
one of
them.
Well,
what was his complexion? Was he light skin or dark complexion? I said, he was dark, and he's black. I said, that's bullshit. You know, I have a cousin, and this was Rigsby, Corporal Rigsby.
Yeah, yeah. In her birth certificate, she's white.
And but she's brown?
She is.
She identifies.
Does she get those?
Start doing that.
Does she
start doing that?
Does she get those privileges?
No, but I'm saying, if somebody asked me to put down my race or whatever, I would put down, I put white. That's what my birth, I got proof I'm white. I would put white. I would miss what I really mean.
Oh, yeah.
I would put white.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
No, yeah, because you blend those. But you see, like, right now, you don't get the.
How much did she say white?
And she never had it changed.
No. Unless you got to pay for stuff like that. Like they say, if you want Negro off and put.
Oh, yeah, man.
Pay for that.
Yeah, like $35.
My middle name is Lee, and I ain't never been a Lee. I would have to pay for that. I say I'd be a Lee then, because I'm not paying for that.
So what does she put on her driver's license?
See what I'm saying? I don't know. They probably put in black, but her birth certificate says that. Yep.
Well.
So she's going to get a better rate when she get her burial plot.
Nice. Well, yeah, but see, like, if you're getting a job,
Oh, she's white. Okay.
If you're getting a job now, especially in the 2020s, 2021, you want to be black. Because you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be white trying to find a job right now. You don't want to be white trying to find a job right now. Because they don't want to hire white people no more.
They ain't got affirmative action.
They want diversity.
Right,
diversity is good. They really want you to be a black woman, really.
If I was trying to get a job, I'd probably get hired. That diversity would be my bald head.
Oh yeah. Well, yep. Yeah, not just that.
Part of my blackness and my bald head.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you was masculine and you go out there and lift a lot of weights.
Well, and you're a girl, so you got all of them. You check all the blocks.
Now I'm gonna tell you what pisses me off.
What?
I know you probably don't know. We can pull it up and you'll probably be like, oh my fucking gracious, that's nasty.
Is that what I would say?
Yes, you say something close to it, but
you know me so
they
well.
They on TikTok. Okay, and they blew up.
Okay,
they called Miss Nettie and Charles.
Okay,
if you look at him, the dude,
Charles, your dinner's ready.
Right. Ooh. And this is a man, a man, but you have to look. I mean, this dude dresses like a woman.
Uh-huh.
His shape, he looked like a daggone, look like SpongeBob.
Yeah,
been. Just squeezed, look like somebody just took and just squeezed the shit out of SpongeBob, and it took him forever to get back out the form. If you look at his body, oh, it's bad. And he looks like Bill Cosby and Vin Reams in the face.
Yes.
But he'll put up, oh my gosh. If you pull up Miss Nettie and Charles, you be like, oh my god.
Type in Charles, your dinner is ready.
Yeah, you type that and see
they done,
him.
They done made him up now with makeup and stuff.
Yeah, he's still ugly. Still ugly.
Charles and what?
Nettie.
Charles and Netta?
Yeah, Netta.
Oh, shit. Oh, he's not pretty at all.
Now, that's him. All
but is he a cross dresser? Or he just does it to act?
I think that's him
how he do it because he's getting. Oh my gosh. That joke
is he funny?
Charles look like he's retarded, man. I swear he do. I know I shouldn't say that word. I know there's a lot of people get offended by it. But
so what? They get offended by what?
People get offended when you say,
Oh, well.
R word. You know,
I heard a comedian the other day said I would never call a retard retarded because that's retarded.
I did Obama say something about said act like a retard or something. He won't talk about retard. He ran it through the meal.
Oh, speaking of running through the meal, we'll go to our first story, which is the big story of the day. We're going to cover this on our political news on Wednesday, which is last call right here on the Federstop Podcast channel because we deliver 5 shows a week. Just to let y'all know, Psych, Society, and Culture on Mondays, and then we go True Crime on Tuesdays, Political News on Wednesdays. Sports on Thursdays, which we got to talk about the sports show because it's causing some waves. It was the Ray Lewis, Is He a Murderer episode. Really good episode. Like, I did not know Ray Lewis was that big of a piece of shit until I listened to the whole thing.
He was, when he acquitted of it, he had to be because
You got to listen to the whole case. The NFL helped cover it up. The team helped cover it up. Like the clothes he was wearing, they never found the clothes that he was wearing. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of like weird evidence. It's a very strange case. They covered the whole case. It was a great episode. So our big kudos to John.
That's been a minute, a good while.
Too. Oh yeah. It's been 20 years.
He was on the Super Bowl, they won the Super Bowl in 2000, I believe.
Yeah. So Jason and John, they crushed it. It was just a brilliant episode. So if you really want to listen to an episode, that's just like the whole time you're listening to it, you're going to be like, what the oh my God, I really didn't have any idea how serious the Ray Lewis murders were because it wasn't just one murder. It was two. Two people died that night.
But see, that goes to question if he would have not had the talent and skills that higher up multi-billionaires and
they covered it up.
Politics didn't love him, would he had got away with it?
I don't think so. I mean, we would not have gotten away.
I have been buried
for sure.
Of the day.
Everybody would have, you know? But just like, OJ Simpson got off of it because he's rich. Yeah, you know, Epstein got away with stuff for so long because he was rich. And, the Clintons, they get away with it, the Bushes,
OJ got away with it not because he was rich. I believe it was, I ain't trying to bring up the race car, but he was a token nigga.
Oh,
it was a token.
Can you say token and the N-word in the same sentence?
I can.
No, but then,
he was a token. And when I say he was a token nigga, I'm saying in those days, you got to think Bill Cosby was the same way.
Right.
How you think he got away with all that shit he did for so long?
Right.
Because he was that token. He was a man of color who had a talent or skill that white people loved, and they probably profit off of them,
the bets
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's that token brother that would be in a, they have a gala
gala or whatever, and he's the only brother in that joke. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is white, and he was a token.
Yeah,
he had the white women on his arm and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And he did that. But I'm just saying, I mean, Bill Cosby married a sister. She was real light skinned, but look at all the majority of the victims that came out against Bill Cosby. White.
Mm-hmm. I think some of them.
And all them was old. All them was old. They was back out in the 60s.
Oh, sure.
Regardless of what color.
I mean, I think if you're waiting that long.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, pile it on. They piled it on.
Yeah, you say whatever you want. Just say it into the microphone. You sit so far away.
Everybody listen to what I'm saying. So I'm sitting here looking at Eric, right? Look at him while I'm telling you now. Mm-hmm. Look at Eric. You remember back in the day, we used to take our brothers and sisters and turn them upside down and draw on their chin and their mm-hmm. top lip be their bottom lip. You remember that? That'd be cool to do. That's your kid.
You said it'd be cool to do?
Yeah, let your kids do that too. They draw, like, it looked like a... it basically looks like what Family Guy, what uh-huh. he looked like. Because this would be your eyes be down here, and this is your top lip. So you talk and your bottom teeth or your top, right?
Yeah.
Your bottom teeth or your top teeth. Let your kids do it to you. It's funny. You know? It's hilarious. What? I was thinking about that while I was looking at you. Yeah.
So. Stop looking at me.
Y'all looking at each other because you noticed the holes in her ear. You know,
I didn't notice
the holes in the ear, but you noticed her name was on her glasses. I'm sitting over here with glasses on. I can't see the shit that clear. I got to get over right there. See it, but you noticed that, and she noticed your daggone.
Oh, you know what I learned this week? Speaking of that,
what was that?
From this other black friend that I have, uh-huh. I'm so astute, I have many black friends. but she said, I was asking her how one of her dates went, and she said, oh, I was his black kink, so it wasn't a real date. Yeah, she says that like right now it's hard for her because she likes white men, mm-hmm. but she says it's hard for her to find a good white man because a lot of white men are just trying to like.
So they had a white woman.
Bang a black woman. Woman. Yeah. Yeah. And then they bang her and leave her because, you know, they just wanted to check that black. But she's dark skinned black too. She's really pretty. She's very pretty.
Hey, mess around, get hooked.
What?
He said mess with and leave her, but mess around, get hooked.
Well, yeah, but yeah, so I guess like the last guy that she went on a date with, you know, I guess like she really liked him.
Meet his family.
Well, yeah, and that's what I told her. I was like, when she was telling me the story, and they were like, yeah, he just broke up with me, and he wouldn't really give me he wouldn't give me any reason why. And like, she's like, we were dating for like 2 weeks, and like, it was getting pretty serious.
And that's why he left it.
Yeah, and so she was saying that he was a black king, but in my brain, I was like, maybe he just doesn't want mommy and daddy to know that he's dating a black girl, you know? You know, because I don't think our generation gives a fuck, but like our generation's parents still kind of give a fuck. Oh, definitely, yeah. My grandparents would have something.
I mean,
to say
I'll tell
it.
You right now, I have a friend.
Any friends?
We grew up together, and I remember when we was in school, she would not allow her black friends to. I mean, we came over to the house, we had to sneak up and go in the barn.
Oh,
she had a barn, you know, the barn.
But you're old, so I mean, that would have been. Stuff. You're old. That would have been the time frame.
Yeah,
segregation.
We was in a barn, but. I didn't know he was, you know, her dad was racist. I just figured, okay, yes, you didn't, you know, he didn't want kids all up in his
boys,
crib.
Probably.
And come to find out all these years later, you know, we meet up. Hey, what's up? Had the class reunions and, you know, we hanging out and everything. And we all talking about how the parents doing. You know, well, I lost my mom. Well, I still have my parents, you know. Told my her dad about me, you know, and because he followed comedy and he loved stuff like that. And I'm a big Andy Griffin fan. A lot of people are like,
"Are you black? And you like Andy Griffin?" Was fine.
So I love the show. So that was our connect, you know. And then I remember he came to the job, saw me on a job, and they looked just alike. And she looked just like her daddy, right? And I was like, "Damn, I know who you are." He was like, "Yeah, you friend of my daughter. Nice to meet you and everything." And we greeted each other. He invited me over to the house, you know, to come visit, you know, and everything. And when I got to talking to her, she said, you know, 30-some years ago, that daddy wouldn't have never shook your hand, would have never did this and that. And I'm like, really?
Yeah,
exactly. Because she was like, oh, yeah, I couldn't. Why you think y'all came up and went in the barn when they were gone? I couldn't have y'all up in the house. I mean, nothing like that. But you're right. God for change. Because, yeah, he I ain't going to say he loved black people now. But, you know, again, time progressing, he met good black people.
Yeah.
And I think that's what changed. Cause you know, that's bad.
Yeah, but I mean, like, think about like if you were think about like if you grew up in Southeast Raleigh and that's what if you were white and you grew up in Southeast Raleigh, I mean Southeast Raleigh 15, 20 years ago.
All right.
you know, you grew up there, so 30 years ago, really, like you would probably not have a really good opinion on black people in general.
St. Augustine University.
Yeah.
You know, it's a university all black now, university, college, right? But when I talked to people who graduated there in the 70s and the 80s and even in the 90s, they said it was beautiful. It was nice. But really? 2000 up now, yeah. Shit, you know how many murders and how many people got gross. Shot and stabbed right there at the daggone, out in front of the daggone.
And they gate. Hate white cops. Like you walk in there, like everybody's mad at you and everything.
It's bad.
It's crazy. Let me get some of the ad reads. I want to jump into this whole Trump thing really quick because it's the biggest news of the day. We're going to talk about it on Last Call more in depth on Wednesday, but I have to bring it up to debate with you guys on it. And especially since we have a new Trump fan over here.
Oh, yes.
We got to, you know, we got to get her way in on it. So here we go. Today's show brought to you by ghostbed.com/Wolfpack. Sleep so good, it's scary. The end of days are coming. So you want to have a good bed and a travel pillow to go with you. Got the cooling sheets, all the cooling technology. They got the Venus Williams model. I got to go lay on that at the ghost bed facility. So super awesome. Right now, 0% down, 0% financing. And that's even if you have, what kind of credit should we throw out there this week? I said firefighter credit last week. What kind of credit should I throw out there this week? Even if you have Margaret credit, you can afford a ghost bed. 0% down, 0% financing.
Oh, no, that means bad. No, six,
I got credit. If you got a 680, own up. 680 is good credit.
I thought 700 was like the start of good credit.
680
good. 680 good? Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, then I'm doing good. Damn, doing a lot better than I thought. Oh, it looks like Deadleg is alive. Our producer is alive. So welcome, Deadleg. Anyway. Head over to ghostbed.com and get you sleep so good it's scary. We also got Factor Meals. Got a picture today of some woman throwing away all of her, or Miss Liz, I think it was her name is Miss Liz. I'll just call her Miss Liz. I don't know if she wants me to drop her first and last name.
You
know, there.
I want to do an apology after you.
Okay, but Miss Liz got rid of all of her Tupperware because she's all up on that Factor Meals game. So good for her. Factor Meals, delivering meals right to your door. Meal planning to the next level so that you don't have to do it yourself. These they're fresh, never frozen, chef-prepared meals. You choose from hundreds of different menu items, and they got breakfast. They've got vegan-friendly, vegetarian. They've got protein heavy, calorie conscious, trying to get jacked like me, swole like Will Cray on the FTS. What do we have? It's the FTS underscore Wolfpack Fitness group that they have under FTS Wolfpack. But anyway, got rid of the Tupperware. Head over to factormeals.com/Wolfpack50 for 50% off. And then last but not least, we got Wellness Company giving you all of your prescription meds before the end of days. Look, there's a soul. Look, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here, but there is a lunar eclipse coming that they've enacted the National Guard for.
So buy all the toilet paper.
So buy all your toilet paper now and head over to the Wellness Company and get all your prescriptions now, because when the grid goes down and you can't go to the pharmacy, guess what? All the zombies, the crackheads, the meth heads, they're going to go and raid the CVS's and the Walgreens and the pharmacies. You're not going to be able to get your stuff. Remember what happened during COVID when they wouldn't allow you to have ivermectins? They wouldn't give you the monoclonal antibodies. They wouldn't give you the Z-packs. So right now you can go to thewellnesscompany.com, do the paperwork. It's really short and fast. They give you like a little teledoc screening type situation. And then you can get the travel pack to put in your car. If you're going hiking, you can get like antihistamines that, all the things that you would need on whatever trip you're going to, they'll pre-prescribe it to you so that you don't have to go and get that prescription to help you keep up with it. Really, really, really great company. We're proud to be sponsored with them. So go over to Wellness Company, use the promo code Wolfpack, get you 10% off. BJJ credit, sure. Mechanic credit, there you go. Canadian credit. Ooh.
Said BJ.
Somebody else said worldwide credit. No, Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay.
Jiu-jitsu. I don't know if you know this or not, but I jiu-jitsu. I did jiu-jitsu. You gotta do that fucking thing.
Try to compete?
I did. I did a tournament a couple weeks ago.
Did you? Well, why are you telling about it?
I mean, it was my first one. It was an in-house tournament. I tied my first match and won my second match.
Okay.
Yeah,
We want to come.
No. I should not be winning those matches.
We won't roast you.
Yeah. I did. I brought my kids. They were like super excited about it. It was pretty funny. All right. Let's jump into this whole Trump thing really fast. I'm going to go ahead and play it and see if it'll play. Listen, I need it. Will Cray in the chat real quick. If you can't hear this, just write no. If you can hear it, right? Yes. So let me go ahead. Oh, goodness gracious. Let's see here if it'll work. Ah, there we go.
He said some dumb stuff, didn't he?
No, he really didn't.
You might have watched
the
thing.
So the news here, I'll give you some preface this. So if you looked at the headlines of the news today, they're like, Trump says bloodbath. There's going to be a bloodbath if he's not. I literally had this fight this morning about somebody who was like dictator Trump going full dictator day, saying it's going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't get to be the president. And so like even CNN had like a really hellacious headline. Again, very sensational, hyperbolic headline about, but if you listen to the speech, he did not say that it's literally going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't get elected. Right. Like, people are going to die. He was saying that for the auto industry, the taxation and the amount of money they were going to lose, it was going to be a bloodbath for the industry, the auto industry. And I'm going to play it right here. And it wasn't that bad at all when you hear it in context. And it goes to show, it's like I've always said on this show, I've always said this. And I'll blow myself up for this big screen for those of you watching so you can see it. And just in case, I want to blow myself. If I could blow myself, I'd still be living at home.
They said a guy took a real bite.
No, that's not true.
Know what he said?
I know they said it, but it's not true. No, it's kind of like this headline of this news story. It's not true. But I'll say this just in case they're going to make a reel of this later. Anytime the media is trying to play with your emotions, they are lying. So if the headline is aimed to make you extremely angry, the headline itself is basically a lie. If they are presenting the news and they're presenting it in a way that's other than something like this, for example, we'll go like this. A black man walked into a stab and grab convenience store and allegedly stole some items when he was confronted by the police and an altercation ensued. And, whoever was then shot and killed by police. There's an ongoing excavation. We'll have more on this as there is to follow. That's a pretty good, reasonable article. But when the media says a young black man, father of three, left his house in a nice suburban area of Atlanta, and he went down to the local grocery and they just pour in all this extra information. They try to pour at your heartstrings. You can just go ahead and write it off that they're lying and that the guy was probably a huge piece of shit. Because anytime the news or the media needs to play with your emotions, they're lying. So today was a big perfect example of that. Everybody was like, Trump is a dictator. He's going to cause a bloodbath. Twitter was blowing up. I had a fight online with a friend of mine who was like, the dictator wants blood. He's got blood on his hands. He needs to be arrested now. And then you go and you listen to it and you're like, God, you guys are idiots. That's not what he said at all. And my question here, why I brought it up on Society and Culture News, is like, aren't you like, don't you feel bamboozled if you're on the left right now? If I was on the right, if this was a right thing, if the right put out news that said Biden said something, it was completely out of context, and I ran with it and I posted it and then I went and saw what Biden said and it was completely out of context, I would be very angry at the media outlet for making me look like a dumbass all day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, well, I don't get it. Here, I'm going to play it. Tell me in the chats if you can hear this or not. Hit yes or no if you can hear it.
You and I are friends, but
can you guys hear that?
Those big monster car manufacturing plants.
Tell me if y'all can hear that. Mexico. Hurry up in the chats.
And you think I need to know. Get that. You're going to not hire Americans and you're going to sell the cars to us now. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every.
I want to make sure they can hear what's.
That comes across the line. And you're okay. Not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
He's talking, it's a bloodbath for the auto industry. He literally says for the auto industry, it's going to be a bloodbath, meaning that they're going to lose all the jobs. If they cannot put the tariffs on China, it's going to be a bloodbath for the industry. They're going to be cutting people left and right. I mean, it's pretty obvious what he's talking about. He's not saying it's going to be a bloodbath. Like, people are going to get murdered. Like, people are going to die if he doesn't get elected. What he's saying is that your jobs are good. It's going to be the auto industry it's going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry. Very like simple terminology. You don't think so?
No, I just, my
you want me to play it again?
My thing is sometimes you can say a sentence.
It's how you
word it, how you put words behind each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Only if you're a,
not in the same sentence.
No.
Right, in the same sentence. If he would have just came out and said,
No, you.
It's going to be a bad blood, a bloodbath for the industry.
When you're talking about when you're talking about the Cowboys and let's say you're talking about the Cowboys. What's the shittiest team in the NFL that the Cowboys played and just beat the shit out of this year?
Okay, Washington.
Washington, right? Oh, hey, Jay, what's the game between Washington and the Cowboys going to be like? It's pretty common use for somebody to say, "Oh, it's going to be a bloodbath. The Redskins are going to get annihilated." Yeah, I've heard it a million times.
White folks.
Okay. He's white.
Okay.
So he uses white terminology. Why does he need to change his terminology? Because you don't like the way it sounds.
Right. He's not talking to just white folks, though. He's talking to the country.
Okay. What so you want to go back. Made up of? So you want to. So you're, you, what you're saying is that so he should talk more politically correct, which sounds like bullshit. Well, no.
It's just like in law enforcement with us.
Right.
What did they change the radio talk when we had codes? Our 10 codes were literally from the Highway Patrol 10 codes. But what did they say when we went to that 800 system? They said, okay, we're going to simplify and you start talking where everybody can understand you.
Right,
you
know plain speech.
Right.
Yeah, so, because some idiot couldn't learn his 10 codes, and he was like, when I become a lieutenant, I'm going to get rid of 10 codes. 10 codes are extremely a safe way to do things.
It happened, and it kind of helped and made sense because, yeah, if we, you know, we used to our 10 codes because Raleigh had our own.
But 10 codes is a safety issue.
It's a, but they changed it, though.
Right now, it's plain speech.
When I got out.
No, it is. Yeah, you're right. It was like, but that doesn't have anything to do with this. Like, I mean, what are we – first of all, the media is so thirsty for him to fuck up that they have to take something as stupid as a bloodbath for the auto industry and make it a big deal. It's not a big deal. This dude talks every single day to thousands and thousands of people, and he gets on their level and he talks to them. Now, I mean, you could go back to Obama where he used to drop his G's anytime he talked to a black crowd. So much so that my wife wrote a whole master's thesis thing on speech. He would G drop. He would say, like, if he was talking to an all black crowd, he would talk, he would say, like, we're fixing, we're marching, we're going. He wouldn't say going, but if he gave the same speech to white people, he would say, we're fixing to march. But what I'm saying is he talks different in front of one crowd than he does in another crowd.
Because it's about understanding.
Right.
It's understanding.
So he can't talk on a level that people can understand?
Well, I'm just saying.
But Obama can?
I mean, okay, when I'm around, okay, I'll give you a great example. My comedy. I've done all black crowds.
Yeah.
And I've done
all white crowds. Recently, me too.
A majority of all white crowds. I had to change up.
I do too.
My stuff, because so they can fit in and can relate and listen to.
So you don't think that he's relating to these people talking about the auto industry? Well, like, what kind of people are in the auto industry? People that would say like it's going to be a bloodbath. People are.
To me, I think it's just his age, and he's saying stuff that he's saying. You know what I'm saying? Like you said,
but in the context of it, there's nothing wrong with the context of what he said.
No, I don't think so either. But
I think it's just the way he speaks. I mean, it's just, which just is the normal way
he said it. But see, then again, you have to look at sometimes it's not the message. The message is the messenger. And everybody, a lot of people don't like him already.
Sure.
A lot of people don't think he should be running. A lot of people think he should be in jail for all the shit he's done and said or whatever.
But there's arguably even more people that think he should be, or at least equal. Equal to more.
But see, but here's the thing. So pretty much really he can say everything.
I would rather
there will be people who don't like him anyway.
I would rather a president talk to me on a level that makes more sense. Like, I would never even have, it wouldn't even have recognized in my brain that he said bloodbath unless the media said something. I never would have given a fuck. But if I was listening to that speech, I'd have been like, yeah, dude, we gotta stop. We've got to put these tariffs on China. We've got to bring the auto industry back to America. We got to have America made parts. You know, it's important for the middle class of America and for the auto industry.
Okay. Now, if he would say, instead of saying bloodbath, if he would have been like, it's going to be a mess. You know what I'm saying? That's a universal. Everybody, it's going to be a mess. I agree with you. But when he said blood,
that's not the way he talks.
People also, people also, that's why I say it. A lot of time, it's not the message. The message is
right. Well, he's not fake.
Some people try to, like, when I say stuff, they're like, well, you should have said, which I ain't knocking you down, but say, you should have said, and I'm thinking, but that's how I would say it.
Yeah, fuck
that's
you. How you I'll say it however I want to fucking say it.
Nothing funny. Right. But if I would have heard that speech, I would have said, watch the rest of it, would have said nothing. But when if you didn't see the speech, and they go, oh, he said, it's like, what? And you run with it. But then when you find out the truth, nobody goes back to say, So where you get that
from? What do you think's worse? If you don't vote for me, then you're not black.
Now, or
like that is
too.
Bad. Like that is fucking terrible.
I mean, but we got.
Understood.
I'm gonna be honest.
You understood that? You weren't offended by it?
No, because if you say like something like
if you don't vote for me, you're not really black.
If you ain't never ate whole cakes before. Well, you ain't never sought molasses with a biscuit, man. You must not be black. I took that as that. What I'm saying, I'm gonna bring to the people. You got to be crazy if you don't vote for me. So he, like you said, could have said right. He should have said that, but he said you're not black if you don't vote for me. I didn't take it as nope.
Like you're losing your black card. Yeah. You know, like that. I mean, I would never say something like that as a white.
I mean, a lot of people they'd be like, man, you know, that's it is you know. Kind of fruit you like, you know, everybody think black people eat, everybody eat watermelon.
I eat water.
Right. See, we say
you literally brought watermelon tea into my studio.
I did
with cracklings.
Oh, that was you. That was you. But I ate some of
that. I was gonna say, don't tell me you don't eat watermelon.
But what I'm saying is, black people be like, oh, you black, you eat chicken and watermelon. But I know black people who don't eat chicken.
Name one.
And I My father-in-law, my old father, I'm serious. No, and I had to ask him, I was like, 90 years old, and he never ate.
But wait, is he the one that's not black?
No, he's black.
Oh, he's black.
And
he don't eat chicken. And I had to ask him, I said, why you don't eat chicken? You don't eat chicken?
Yeah.
He said, because I was raised up on a farm, and I had to chase him around.
Yeah.
I was referring.
Well, you remember Tarsha? I brought her a rotisserie chicken, and she was like, get this white people chicken out of me. Where's my fried chicken? She's like, this ain't going to lay a fucking egg. And she like threw it at me and everything. She was so mad that I brought her a rotisserie
just
chicken.
Like fruit. Everybody automatically assume, you know, black people eat watermelon. And see, we don't even say
everything.
As a black person, I'll say watermelon. Water. Where's the T at? Water is spelled with got a T in it, right?
Yeah. So it's watermelon. Right.
Watermelon. No, we don't pronounce it. It's watermelon.
Oh, you know y'all do it like
so
a D.
I would say watermelon to us, and then it's watermelon. We wouldn't say it to them no way, right?
Right.
You would. Well, if you don't like watermelon, you ain't black.
But I'm just kidding. But here's the crazy thing. I mean, what he said, like I
but
said,
here, here's
I,
the disservice. Here's the like disservice, him. Though, is that when CNN says that he says it's going to be a bloodbath, and they paint it as if he said that if you don't vote for me, there's going to be a bloodbath. That means like there's going to be blood on your hands. Like people are going to go and literally massacre people. Like that is a huge disservice to the country because you know that the contacts had nothing
to
do with that.
What did he say back? When they had the Capitol thing. He said
absolutely nothing.
Well, I don't know. I just heard that
he he didn't say anything.
I heard he gave a speech or something.
We played the speech on this show a million times. No, not anything at all. No, he said he called for peaceful protests. He said that we're gonna I've played it on here like 100 times. I'll send you the clip. I should have brought it up. I know we're gonna argue about it.
I think
he did not. There was nothing insightful about that.
I don't think he's responsible for them because they've grown. But I felt like what he talked about, they felt like that's what he wanted them to do.
I don't think so at all.
But it's just like a gang member, man. A lot of times they ain't got to say fuck them up or kill them or rob them. It's just that look or just that something, you know, a code.
Yeah, but I don't even think that didn't even happen. And like my personal view on that is that the instigators in the crowd were all Fed boys anyway. And they've kind of proven that they're Fed boys. I mean, that's why the whole insurrection thing's not sticking. And his trial his charges, he's not even going to be brought up on trial before the election. I don't think they're going to let the elections happen anyway. And we can talk about that on another episode, but I really don't think the election's going to happen anyway. Well, I mean, I think the election will happen, but I don't think they're going to allow Donald Trump to win.
Cause here's my thing.
I think he wins by numbers and everything, but either they'll shut the grid down or they're not going to let him be the president. Either they kill him, they let the grid go down.
My problem with it.
Watch.
Who is qualified? Who is going to run against him?
You know, it's the military machine, baby.
I'm not saying I don't like him. I ain't going to say I like him. I'm not going to say I dislike Trump because, like I said, I'm not all into politics. But let's just say I sit down and I watch stuff and I decide I don't like him. I don't like him. Well, who is there to like if his name on the ballot? And there's another guy, him and another guy.
Well, the Democrats wouldn't allow anybody else on there for them. I mean, now thing. Trump had a whole bunch, right? He had Nikki Haley, he had Ron DeSantis. Mm. He had a whole bunch of people running on the Republican side. Yeah, Biden's the only one on the docket. Wow. They wouldn't allow anybody else. The DNC would not allow anybody else. Now, here's another piece of news that we're going to talk about on Wednesday, but they're calling, it's like they're almost setting it up for Kamala Harris to resign because she has the worst approval rating of any vice president that's ever lived in the history of man. But so now you got the first woman of color, first woman and the first woman of color to be the vice president. And now the Democrats are going to call for her resignation. And there's talks that they might bring up Gavin Newsom to run with Biden, because right now they're thinking that Biden doesn't have a chance with Kamala Harris. Now, Kamala Harris has the worst approval rate, and Biden's approval rating is really bad right now. I mean, well, sure, nobody likes him. He doesn't have one person that's like, I mean, except like left-wing lunatics who somehow convince themselves that Biden is a halfway decent person. Like, no reasonable person could be like, yeah, that guy can do another 4 years. Like, you know,
he'll be what, 84, 85?
I mean, the guy can't even get through a speech. But I think the big disservice here in this story is that you know, it makes you look bad when you get on Twitter or you get on X and you regurgitate the dictatorial bloodbath without giving it context that he was literally talking about the auto industry. It's going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry. It makes you look real stupid.
But you have to think too, you look at Twitter, what is it, 140 characters? So a lot of times he was getting the stuff that Trump would tweet. He needed more than 140 characters. Those 140 characters was killing them. They, I mean, everything he was saying, boy, oh, Trump said that, da, da, da. He needed more than 140 characters.
They got a Biden border bloodbath. Now, look, here's one thing I want to talk about before we go. I think because the media did such an amazing job having bloodbath trend on Twitter and X and all over, all the headline news is about this bloodbath. I think Trump makes, I think the Trump marketing team makes a bloodbath t-shirt now. I think you have to have a bloodbath t-shirt.
The hat.
Right. I think it's another, I mean, you know, make America great again, but I think I think we make a bloodbath shirt, a bloodbath coffee mug. I think it goes off that, because all the MAGA people, they're into that shit. And when you give something power, like the media lying about it and then getting caught lying about it, or being deceitful about it, it only empowers the MAGA crowd. And the MAGA crowd spends money. Trump made shoes, they sold out immediately. Trump makes Make America Great hats. What? You what can't find like?
A gold shoe. It was a gold shoe.
Yeah, he made 800 pairs. Conservative Ant got a pair. Yeah. Okay. The conservative van, the gay dude that I podcast with on Wednesdays, he was actually at Mar-a-Lago with Trump and with the whole family this last week.
Say that again?
He was in Mar-a-Lago with the Trump. He was a personal guest. It's the second time that they had him there. Conservative Ant, have a podcast with him every Wednesday. Okay. Yeah, he's really good. He's a openly gay conservative.
I'm not shaking his hand since he touched Trump. You know, just.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. But you know what, Miss Muhammad Ali, Khalilah Ali, she's a Trump fan.
Are you gonna bring her back on?
I'd love to have her on. She was my favorite podcast that I've ever done in the whole history of life. So I might get her on again. Sorry,
bring her in studio,
dude. I should. The crazy thing was, the crazy thing about her was she flew up here. I was freaking out, dude, because she came up here and she was like, "I'm gonna come up here for like 2 days early." And I'm like, damn, man, you know, because she's rich as fuck. And I'm thinking, like, she probably ain't staying in no shitty.
Layla Ali.
I was like, boy, she's not going to stay in any cheap hotel. And she's not, you know, and we went out to dinner that first night. And she had she's like, I'm bringing my posse with me. She had security guards with her and everything. And they didn't eat. But, like, in my brain, I'm like, bro, how am I going to pay for this? And I was working for the Drinking Brothers Network. And I was like, dude, they're going to be so mad if I try to send them a bill for this. And, dude, she paid not only did we plan on paying for her flight and her hotel? She paid for her flight, she paid for her hotel, and she bought me dinner both nights and wouldn't allow me to buy the dinner. Awesome. She was dope, dude. She's insanely great. So I'd love to have her back on. One of my favorite people. And Trump called her in the middle of the show. She took the call in the middle of the show. It was pretty.
Maybe we can get him on.
I did what I'm gonna say. Yeah. He came to sell him,
call,
right?
Call him up. Call him.
Damn. We'll call him. No, we'll get Khalilah on. I'd love to get Khalilah on.
Like Mr. Trump, president.
Here, we'll just say it. Like go ahead, ask Miss Khalilah Ali. Just say, Khalilah Ali, will you come on our podcast?
Khalilah Ali, will you please come on our podcast again?
I promise I won't ask you anything about your husband, former husband, Muhammad. It's gonna be all about you.
She don't care. Yes, dude, when I was there, she pulled out a Polaroid of Muhammad Ali and
Elvis Presley. Now, she now, took.
Wow. I'm gonna tell you,
she that, has it in her purse.
There's one question
great.
I would love to ask her.
Oh, she would do. She talked about
this. About if okay. Muhammad Ali, if he was still alive today, yeah. how would he feel, or a young Muhammad Ali would feel about Donald Trump?
Oh, I bet you he'd vote for him because he's anti-war, and Trump's anti-war, and the Democrats have proven to be very pro-war. But so is the Republicans. Like, that's the thing about Donald Trump. Is I don't think it's a Republican-Democrat thing. I think that a lot of people are supporting Trump because they see for the first time that, you know, he was one of the only ones that come into office and not start any new wars. He dropped less bombs than everybody else. And the world was a more peaceful place while he was in it. And the minute he leaves, all of a sudden, Haiti's gone to shit. You know, they just evacuated all the embassies in Haiti, and they overthrew through the Haitian government over there. Ukraine went to shit, right? Russians are overthrowing the Ukrainian government. Israel took over Hamas and Palestine. That went to shit. Now you've got Iraq starting shit back up with
what they doing in South Africa?
Iran and Syria. And
my daughter's sister-in-law lives there.
And then we had China talking about going after Taiwan yeah. So, I mean, you know, it really goes to show you that the military machine is what's controlling this right now. And Trump wasn't a part of the military machine. So, I mean, I think Muhammad Ali on principle, that's why I made that bright pink shirt said Veterans for Peace, Veterans for Trump, because it pisses people off. But it's like, okay, name another president in the last 15 years that has had more peace than Trump. You can't. He started no new wars. He dropped less bombs.
That's something I want to look into. If you out there, how many of our United States presidents actually was military, have a military background? Only one that the last one that I remember,
well, Bush.
Reagan. I remember Reagan. Well,
Bush was a pilot.
Which one? Junior?
George Bush. Yeah, the 90s George Bush.
Oh, okay. But I remember Reagan. You know, Reagan was military, and then he became an actor, and he actually did, you know. Yeah, he just, everybody think, oh, he just entertaining, but he was military.
Theodore Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, how
was?
Many of the United States presidents?
I guess I have to figure out how many of them military. Were. Had to be quite a. It should be quite a few. But all right, man. Well, yeah. I mean, well, it says Diesel Tech says the Middle East has been fighting forever. Just let them keep fighting. Yeah, I tell Am to put Trump on the phone. That would be rad. that would be cool. T-Bones with Tansy return with Khalilah Ali. No, it wasn't Layla Ali. It was Khalilah Ali, the Muhammad's first wife.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And the one that gave him the name Muhammad Ali, the one that made him change his name to Cassius from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali. Yep.
First
She's
wife.
Also one that wrote the
first wife.
Mm-hmm. Khalilah sure? Ali. She was 14 when they started dating, when they met, and he married her when she was 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said she wasn't gonna. She said she wouldn't. When he asked to date her, he said, she said, I won't date some man with the last name is Mud. He's like, it's not Mud, it's Clay. And she's like, you have to have a Muslim name if you're gonna marry me. And so he changed his name to Muhammad Ali.
Well, I mean, he had to change.
And you know where he met her? She met Muhammad Ali at breakfast with Martin Luther King, Muhammad Ali, and Malcolm X, and her dad were all having breakfast together. And I was like, wait, what? And, you know, that's how she got to meet him. It's an incredible story. She has such a fascinating.
I remember, like I said, in the movie.
She was friends with Bruce Lee, bro. Oh, wow. She was friends with Bruce Lee. She was on Ebony Magazine with her black belt when she was like a fourth degree den or some
Bruce Lee was an honorary brother.
Was he really?
Yeah, everybody loved him. I mean, Bruce Lee, even if Bruce Lee been dead since, what, how long? And all these new modern day fighters, MMA fighters.
Yeah, George H.W. was the pilot.
Yeah.
Well, hey guys, lots going on out there though. We didn't get to the spring break getting canceled. Just know that a judge overruled that they're I'll just go for it really quick. Miami Beach court battle was underway Saturday afternoon after three South Beach nightclubs decided to challenge Miami Beach's new instated midnight curfew to crack down on spring break. So Miami Beach set a curfew because they wanted to break up with spring break. because last year it went nuts. It went crazy. Now, they tried to make this a whole race thing, saying that Miami doesn't like black people because it was 90% black at the spring break last year. But it got out of hand. I mean, fighting, shooting, stabbings. So Miami said, we're not going to fucking do it. We're not going to do it. And so they canceled spring break and they set a curfew that everybody has to be closed by midnight. And people have to be off the streets. And so people were trying to claim that it was racist and this and that. And so they trying to challenge the courts and it was overruled on Saturday. The curfew is in effect right now. So if you're going down to Miami, so it says, quote, we have implemented the strictest measures ever to protect life and property from stampedes, shootings and stabbings that we have seen in the past years. Told CSNBC's or CBS News Miami, Peter DeWinch. So I know we didn't get to really jump into it, but if you're thinking about going to Miami this week for spring break, it's canceled. Don't go. Go somewhere else.
Go to Myrtle Beach.
Or go to Miami. Just don't, you know, don't go there expecting all those shenanigans, which there shouldn't be that kind of shenanigans anyway. I mean, you know, you shouldn't be acting like that.
Have you ever been to Miami?
So, yeah. Yeah, a few times.
It's nice.
What? Yeah, I like Miami. I wouldn't live there.
My sister lived there. My sister Ashley, she's a nurse in Miami at one of the major hospitals there.
But I mean, I have no desire to go there for spring break either. I mean, Destin spring break sucks too. I'm not a big, you know, I've just never been a part of the spring break.
Right. Thing. I stayed home.
I mean, I'd go like camping or, you know, go to the beach, but like not like a crazy party beach. I just wasn't a partier. But hey, guys, I hope you guys had a good night. Stay informed and entertained. We're coming back at you with some true crime tomorrow, Wednesday, big political news show. Again, that's one that takes up all of our time for studying. And then a big case breakdown. And we got some things in the works. If you're still with us, hit that like and subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating or review wherever you download your podcast. Keeps this thing going. If you want to be a part paid member, please join our Patreon. Less than a cup of coffee a month. It's only $3 and it really goes to a good cause. Informing and entertaining police 5 days a week all year long. Thank you guys for being here with us tonight. Until next time, guns up and giddy up.
Peace.